Chapter 5, House Training 101, The 5 Basic Rules. Your new dog is precious, and you feel like that little guy can do no wrong. That is, until he's peed all over your new carpet, twice. Trust me, I get it. House training, especially for puppies, can be extremely exasperating. Just when you think you're making progress, no accidents for 3 days, you step in a puddle right in the middle of your kitchen floor. Don't underestimate the effort it takes to house train a dog. Keep in mind that if you become overly frustrated, you're only going to delay progress, and the best way to avoid frustration is by setting realistic expectations. House training can take weeks, even months, to really perfect. Please don't correlate difficulty with house training with your dog's intelligence. It's not his fault if he doesn't know where to go potty. Dogs don't instinctively understand that they should wait to go outside when they have to relieve themselves. In their eyes, this concept is highly unnatural. So you need to patiently teach it to them over time. Think of house training a dog in the same way you'd potty train a child. The more effort you put in up front, the faster you'll achieve success. Whether you have a puppy or an adult dog, remain vigilant for 6 straight months, no matter how well you think it's going. Just when you think you're getting somewhere, you can experience a major setback if you become overly confident and let your guard down. I've seen this happen with my students more often than you can imagine. It's unfortunate so many dogs wind up in shelters when people get fed up with house training issues, because with a little training, that scenario is highly preventable. The key to success is understanding that, barring medical issues, you can and will house train your dog. And as long as you're very consistent, it really doesn't have to be that difficult. In this chapter, I'll teach you what you need to know to get through this important stage of training. The 5 Basic Rules of House Training. Here are the steps you'll need for house training success. 1. Controlling environment. In Chapter 4, I explained that managing your dog's environment at all times is one of the fundamentals of my training program. When it comes to house training, this is far and away the most important key to success. It definitely won't work if you let your dog wander wherever he wants to right off the bat. One fact that really helps with house training is that dogs instinctively don't like to soil their living area. Though, as I'll explain in this section, their idea of a living area may be different from yours. This is why a crate can play a key role in house training. Because it's a comfortable, safe place where your dog can relax and sleep, he's not going to want to have accidents in it. There may be exceptions to this in the first 2 weeks or so. It's where your pet will spend time in addition to other smallish areas, such as a bathroom or puppy playpen, when you can't supervise him. See Chapter 3 to learn how to introduce the crate properly. You'll also need to gradually, slowly, and separately teach your dog that other parts of the house are also his living space and, in turn, off limits for going potty. Initially, your dog won't understand this. It's as though he'll think, well, I won't go in my crate, but my mother's closet looks perfectly fine. I never really spend any time in there at all. Start small. For instance, limit your dog's territory to just the kitchen for a short period of time. Then, slowly move on to another part of the house. I typically recommend doing this with your dog on leash, though if you're 100% focused on your dog, you can take the leash off. By paying close attention, you'll likely be able to catch those subtle clues that he's about to go and quickly whisk him outside. Letting him roam off leash in the living room while you keep one eye on him and one eye on your Facebook newsfeed just isn't what you want to be doing here. As your dog spends time in each new environment and gets acclimated to it, he'll start realizing that the entire house is his home and not a good choice for going potty. This is a months-long process, one that you shouldn't try to rush. If you notice that your dog is having a lot of accidents, that's a cue to take a step back and refocus on a smaller living space and more frequent potty breaks. Also, if your dog seems to favor various floor textures for going potty, such as carpet or tile, then that's because he's had too many opportunities to do so and has likely developed a preference for them. Prioritize getting him outside more often to encourage a preference for grass. If crate training is not for you for any reason, then consider alternative ways to contain your dog, such as a playpen, baby gates, or a puppy-proofed room like a bathroom or laundry room. Again, the key is to completely control your dog's environment. If you tether him to you or keep him in his crate or other sectioned off area anytime you can't actively supervise him, then he can't sneak off and go potty in the bedroom. 2. The importance of routine. Dogs thrive on a consistent schedule. Plus, keeping a routine is a crucial element to house training because it helps you know when your dog will likely have to go out. That starts with feeding your dog at around the same times every day and removing his bowl between meals. Dogs typically will have to go potty about 15 to 20 minutes after eating. Also, make sure you remove your dog's water dish 2 hours before bedtime during house training. How often should your dog go outside during the house training phase? Very often. In general, 1-month-old dogs can hold it for 1 hour, 2-month-old dogs for 2 hours, and so on. However, regardless of your puppy or dog's age, you shouldn't expect him to hold it longer than 3 or 4 hours while he's house training. If you work outside of the house all day, either come home periodically during the day to walk your dog, make arrangements for someone else to do this, or consider doggy daycare. Paper training is also an option if you want to do that long term. More on that later in this chapter. At the very least, walk your dog first thing in the morning, right after he wakes up from a nap, 10 to 20 minutes after eating or drinking, after playtime, and right before bedtime. With a puppy, you will also likely need to get up in the middle of the night once or twice to let him out for that first week or two. When you walk your dog outside, never leave him unsupervised. It's important for you to be there to praise and reward him for doing his business outside. When I house train dogs, I will generally say something like, "Do you want to go potty?" before I let them out. I then let them out in the yard on leash so that I can guide them to a specific area and remain very quiet. Don't be surprised if your dog checks out the yard and sniffs around or tries to play for a few minutes first. This is normal. It's best to wait it out and ignore your dog's efforts to play. However, this applies to potty breaks only. In other areas of training, it's very helpful if your dog wants to play and engage with you. Spend a good 10 minutes out there with your dog if necessary. 10 minutes can seem like 30, so adjust your expectations. If your dog goes potty, say yes, and then after a 1 second pause, say go potty as he's finishing up. Be very deliberate and purposeful in your tone, as though you're teaching a new phrase to a young child. No need to be loud or say this a dozen times. Once is just fine. Then promptly follow the phrase up with a reward and genuine encouragement right there outside. More on rewards in the next section. If your dog doesn't go potty after 10 minutes, then bring him back into the house and put him in the crate or other small contained environment he likely views as his living area, or keep him tethered to you. Try taking him out again 10 to 15 minutes later or sooner if you see signs that he has to go, such as circling and sniffing the ground. This may sound like a lot of work, but trust me, the more committed you are to frequent bathroom breaks initially, the sooner your dog will get the hang of house training. 3. The power of rewards. Creating positive associations with house training is very important so that your dog will want to go potty outside. In other words, give your dog a special reward to look forward to after he uses the proper spot. I'm not saying you have to do this every day for the rest of his life, just during house training. Such rewards come in two major forms, food or play. For food, treats that your dog loves will work well. Again, a small piece of real meat like boiled chicken really gets a dog's attention. Another option, if your dog is very playful, you can instead encourage a 5 to 30 second play session immediately after he goes potty. A play session can be defined as anything that your dog really enjoys, like chasing you around, playing tug of war, or a game of fetch. The idea here is to have fun. No matter which reward you choose while you're waiting for your dog to go potty, stay boring and hide any toys or treats. After he goes, then reward and praise him lavishly. Just pretend like you've won the lottery every time he is successful outside, and he'll start realizing that he just did something that resulted in life getting way more interesting. For a more sensitive or nervous dog, you may want to tone down the excitement a bit. Otherwise, lay it on thick. Bottom line, your goal is to teach your dog that going potty outside unlocks the most fun version of you, plus a special surprise. This may take several days to a few weeks for your dog to understand. Once he does, you can bet that house training will become a lot easier. 4. Handling accidents. You should never punish your dog for having a potty accident. Doing that is like punishing an infant for going in his diaper. Old school training encouraged pushing a dog's face in his mess or even hitting him with a newspaper. I can't think of a quicker way to not only compromise your dog's trust, but also greatly delay his progress. As I've been emphasizing, if you want the best results, focus on what you like instead of what you don't like. When you catch your dog in the act of going in the house, interrupt him immediately by distracting him with a high-pitched voice or by clapping your hands and take him outside to finish up. Then reward him heavily for doing so in the right spot. If you don't catch him in the act, scolding him after the fact is counterproductive. Instead, just clean up the mess and make sure you're supervising your dog as much as possible to prevent future accidents. Remember, your dog is not to blame here. The only thing to blame is the lack of a controlled environment or your consistency. Cleaning up. When your dog has an accident in the house, do your best to eliminate odors. If you don't, your dog will be drawn to those spots over and over again. Dogs like to go potty where they and other dogs have done so before. Even though you may not be able to see or smell a stain after you clean it up, your dog can detect it with his extremely sensitive sense of smell. Look for an enzyme-based odor neutralizer that breaks down the scent. You can find such products at pet supply stores, online, and in some grocery stores. Do not use ammonia, vinegar, detergents, or other similar chemicals. They aren't effective, and they may also attract your dog back to the spot. A word about walking on a leash. One of the biggest complaints I get from my clients is that their dogs pull on a leash. I understand how frustrating that can be, let alone difficult to control. However, when you're house training, the potty breaks themselves are not the time to teach your dog not to pull on a leash. Dogs can learn many things at one time, but the concepts of house training and walking slowly are both so highly unnatural and non-intuitive to dogs that they should be taught very separately. Also, you can't just teach your dog perfect leash walking during regularly scheduled walks when you have a certain destination or a time limit. You'll need to dedicate separate training sessions for this. For now, when you walk your dog, the focus should be specifically on getting him to go potty outside and rewarding him heavily when he does. Don't worry, your dog will walk properly on a leash soon enough. I'll explain how to train him to do that in the next chapter. However, I'm guessing that your top priority right now is to make sure he doesn't ruin every carpet in your house. Ask Zach. Paper training. I live in a high-rise in New York City, so rushing out to walk my puppy is a lot easier said than done. Can I teach him to go on a pad in my house? I generally discourage paper training, also known as puppy pad training, if your ultimate goal is to have your dog relieve himself outside. It's an unnecessary step. If you start with pads but go on to introduce grass, you will likely confuse your dog and have to retrain him to go outside. In these cases, just start with the grass right off the bat. However, if you plan on always using pads based on your living arrangements or other circumstances, then that's fine. For example, if you live on the 30th floor in a building, then you may want your dog to go on pads indefinitely. It can be difficult for some dogs to hold it while waiting for an elevator, and it certainly can be a nuisance for you. One caveat, if you live in an urban area, your vet may recommend not walking your dog on the street until he's gotten all his shots, since the chances your dog will pick up a virus or infection in a crowded city, such as New York or Boston, are much higher than they are, say, on your front lawn in the suburbs. In these cases, you can start with pads and then make the switch. Just understand that you're going to have to reteach your dog when you do. If your dog is having trouble with the transition, it may help to bring a pad outside since he's already comfortable going on that texture. Be patient. Asking your dog to do something in a new environment, in this case, outside, will almost inevitably throw him off. Eventually, he'll catch on and you can remove the pad. It just might take some time. For paper training, the same rules apply as with regular house training, except instead of taking your dog outside every hour, you'll walk him to the puppy pads. As soon as he goes, praise him, give him a reward, remove the soiled pad, and replace it with a new one. Though, if you've just begun house training, it can't hurt to leave the pad soiled with urine in place for a few days so the smell encourages him to go. Some people who want their dogs to go inside opt to use dog litter boxes, some of which even use real or synthetic grass. If you're interested in this option, check out your local pet supply store or online retailers. Crate training. I know dogs aren't supposed to soil their sleeping area, but my puppy just went in his crate. What should I do about this? It's common for young puppies to have accidents in their crate at first. They may have no idea that their crate is their bedroom and the area they shouldn't soil. Minimize these accidents by taking your dog outside more often. As your dog comes to realize that the crate is his own cozy living and sleeping space, you should begin to see these instances dwindle and eventually stop altogether within a few days or weeks. Sadly, some dogs think they should do their business in their crate because that's all they know. For instance, dogs from puppy mills or pet stores, or dogs who were previously in the care of a neglectful person, may have spent most, if not all, of their time in a crate and had no choice but to relieve themselves there. Even these dogs can be rehabilitated. However, it will likely require some extra patience on your part. Of course, if your dog seems either overly anxious about the crate or very comfortable going potty in it, you should consider other ways to contain him when you can't supervise him, as I mentioned earlier. When it comes to house training, there are no absolutes. Even when a dog is fully trained and knows not to go in his crate, he can still have accidents if he's left in there too long. Remember, dogs under 6 months or any dog who is in the process of house training typically shouldn't spend more than 3 or 4 hours at a time in the crate. Puppies simply can't hold it in, and older dogs need to first learn that they should do so. Excitement and submissive urination. Every time the doorbell rings, my dog pees on the floor. What's up with that? Excitement urination and submissive urination is when a dog becomes nervous or excited, loses control of his bladder, and accidentally urinates. Sometimes it can be a few drops, other times it can be enough to create quite a puddle. Excitement urination may occur when your dog becomes elated to see you when you come home, while he's playing, or anytime someone visits. It's very common in puppies, and most dogs outgrow it by their first birthday. Submissive urination has the same result, but dogs do it for a different reason. They are conveying nervousness or fear related to a person, another dog, or a situation. If you yell at your dog, which I never recommend, and he immediately pees on the floor, that's most likely submissive urination. Also, many dogs are just naturally shy and more prone to submissive urination no matter how sweet you are to them. Again, this is normal in puppies. I just need to clarify that though the term for this kind of peeing is submissive urination, we are not talking about submissive as opposed to dominance. As I've explained earlier, the whole concept of dog-to-human dominance is a myth. First things first, visit your vet to rule out an underlying medical issue, such as a urinary tract infection or urinary incontinence. If that's not the cause, then it's time to work on reducing the behavior. Remember, though, this behavior is involuntary, so you'll need to be extra understanding. Here are tips for handling both kinds of accidents. Since this behavior is somewhat predictable, for example, you know your dog is likely to pee when guests arrive, then take your dog out before a visitor is expected. General socialization will likely reduce this behavior dramatically. As new situations become less of an event for your dog, he will be less excited or nervous. See Chapter 3 to learn how to properly socialize your dog. As with general house training, never punish your dog or yell at him for submissive or excitement urination. Doing so will not help the situation at all. It may only make the problem worse. To help your dog with submissive peeing, make sure that when you approach him, you don't do so with a posture that he might view as confrontational. No yelling or grabbing. Instead, encourage him to approach you, perhaps by using a treat or a fun toy that he likes, so that he feels more confident. Overall, the rule of thumb here is to be extra gentle. To help with excitement peeing, make any introductions or greetings as mellow as possible. That means when you walk through the door, don't start playing an immediate game of chase, talking in a high-pitched voice, and getting your dog all riled up. Instead, ignore him until you can get him outside to go potty. Guests should follow the same protocol. Regression. My dog has been house trained for months, but all of a sudden, he's been having accidents in the house. Why would he be doing this? Relapses in house training are very normal and expected. As with all things in dog training, you don't go from A to Z, letter by letter, start to finish. Instead, you'll make some progress. You'll experience a few slip-ups, and then you'll make a little more progress. It's less of a linear process than most people realize, so prepare to stay the course. If your dog seemed to have house training down pat and suddenly starts having accidents, first, take him to the vet to rule out any medical issues, such as a bladder infection, a gastrointestinal problem, or urinary tract infection. If none of those are the cause, then here are some other possible culprits. A new environment. Just because your dog learns not to go in your house does not mean he will generalize this behavior to other areas. If you move, visit a friend's house, or leave him with a relative while you're out of town, you may need to reteach your dog the potty rules in these new places. A change in the family. A dog may regress if you add a partner or child to the mix. The same is true if you add another pet, or if you lose one. Added stress. Anything that causes anxiety in your dog can lead to house training regression, from suddenly switching the place where he sleeps to introducing a new routine. How to get back on track? If your dog has already established a habit of relieving himself inside, be extra patient and take a big step back in your training. Limit his access to various parts of the house by either keeping him on leash and tethered to you when you are home or putting him in a contained setting when you cannot supervise him. Obviously, letting your dog out of your sight is unacceptable if you hope to get this done in a reasonable amount of time. Don't worry, though. Whenever you are trying to reestablish a good habit that you've had success with in the past, you'll see results faster than you did initially. Night waking. My puppy is 5 months old, and I'm still getting up with him a few times each night to walk him. Is this normal? And when will I ever get a good night's sleep again? If your new dog is crying and keeping you up for more than 2 weeks straight, ask your vet if there might be an underlying medical condition that's causing the night waking. If not, then think of yourself as a new parent with a baby and get your dog on a sleep schedule. First, remember that nothing encourages a dog to sleep through the night like proper exercise during the day. The more often you can thoroughly exercise your dog before bed with age-appropriate exercise, the better. Discourage long naps throughout the day by doing what you can to keep your dog engaged. Lots of training will also encourage a good night's sleep. Have you ever studied for a test all day? You'll understand that this type of mental activity requires you to recharge too. Also, you'll need to know the difference between a whine that means, "I really have to go potty," and a whine that means, "Let me out of here because I feel like playing at 3 a.m. You'll learn those nuances as you get to know your dog better. I find that the "I have to go potty" whine is a quiet yet urgent whimper, while the "let's play" whine is more insistent, often with some barking. If you can't tell the difference, give it a few days. You'll understand what I mean. Lastly, if your dog is demanding to be let out and you know he doesn't have to go, just ignore the behavior, provided he's not overly stressed out. Eventually, he'll realize that his fussing isn't getting him anywhere, and he'll likely fall asleep. Ringing a bell. I know that some people teach their dogs to ring a bell when they have to go out. That sounds great. Do you recommend it? This is a clever trick, and there's nothing wrong with teaching it to your dog. But I don't recommend that you rely on this for house training. Your dog has so much to learn at first, and trying to teach your dog this trick is simply an unnecessary step. Instead, you should have your dog on a solid schedule and not insist that he tells you when he needs to go out. This is too much responsibility for your dog during the house training process. It is your job to let him out often before he even realizes he has to go. Once your dog is almost fully house trained, you'll start to notice his subtle cues, such as walking to the door, becoming restless or animated, sniffing the ground, and circling. Dogs are great at communicating when they want something. Scent marking. I just adopted a second dog, and now both of my dogs are peeing all over my house. What's going on? Some dogs will scent mark by urinating on objects, typically vertical ones, such as a fire hydrant, tree, or table leg, often by raising a leg. This behavior usually starts between 6 months and 2 years. Unneutered male dogs are most likely to exhibit this behavior, though neutered male dogs and females may do so as well. Dogs may mark because they smell another dog's urine in the area or because they're anxious or excited. Some males do it only in the presence of females, whereas others do it only in the presence of other males or by themselves. Many dogs who mark will do so only outside of the home. However, if you're bringing another pet into your house, one or both dogs might start marking other areas of the house. A dog might also do this if you add a new person to the household, such as a partner or a new baby. So what can you do? In general, I recommend that my clients first make sure the marking isn't due to a medical condition. Also, if your dog hasn't been spayed or neutered yet, talk to your vet about doing so, as that may help reduce the behavior. However, keep in mind that training should always be your plan A to resolve this. Never punish your dog for marking in the house, and always clean up any mess immediately with an enzyme-based odor neutralizer. Next, take a step back on your training and limit your dog's access to the entire house in favor of small areas at a time. Supervise vigilantly and look for those subtle signs that your dog is thinking about marking, such as sniffing and circling, so that you can preempt that behavior by promptly taking your dog outside. It can't hurt to walk your dog more often than usual. Also, if your dog seems to be reacting to a new person or pet in the house, work on establishing a good relationship between them. For instance, if you're bringing in a new roommate, she might want to spend time playing with your dog, feeding him, and caring for him in other ways. Accidents after a walk. Sometimes I walk my dog for 20 minutes and he doesn't go potty. However, within minutes of coming back home, he goes all over the floor. What am I doing wrong? This usually means one of two things. Either your dog has not equated outside with potty time, or your dog simply prefers to go inside on the carpet, hardwood floors, or tile. Either way, it's easy to correct the unwanted behaviors if you think they might happen at a specific time. If you know there's a high probability that your dog will pee in the house within minutes of coming back into the house, this means that that particular house training session isn't over yet. Be alert and observe your dog until the moment just before he starts doing his business inside. Then promptly get him outside. This means rather than repeatedly accepting, "I guess he doesn't have to go, so let's go back inside. Aw, rats, you did it again." Instead, get into the mindset of, "Okay, let's go inside and hang out near the door so I can promptly get you outside when you squat or sniff the floor, since I know you're likely to behave in this predictable manner." Home alone. My dog seems to be getting the hang of house training. Does that mean I can start leaving him in the house unattended? In general, I don't advise leaving dogs completely unattended with full run of the house until they're around 2, because they can get into a lot of trouble. Potty accidents aside, they might destroy your furniture or get into something that can really hurt them. Of course, this varies tremendously from dog to dog, so you'll have to use your judgment. When you think your dog is ready to stay at home alone out of his crate or confined area, look for opportunities to briefly leave him for a few minutes at a time. Don't wait until it's time to go to work and hope for the best. Instead, leave your dog in the kitchen while you run into the bathroom for a minute or two. If he's successful and doesn't have any accidents, repeat the test a little later that day or the next day. The goal is to gradually increase both the time that your dog is unsupervised and the size of the area you're leaving him in. Once your dog is doing well for 10 to 20 minutes at a time, you can try actually leaving the house. Next time you run to the grocery store or gas station for a few minutes, for example, test your dog for real by leaving him unattended. If you return and everything went well, that's great news. However, don't think you're safe for the long term yet. This just means your dog passed his initial test. Conversely, if your dog has an accident, take a step back and next time don't leave him alone for so long. Do many tests like this before gradually leaving your dog alone for longer periods. House training success. My dog hasn't had an accident in the house for 5 weeks. Does that mean house training is complete? Congratulations. When your dog goes 1 to 2 months with absolutely no accidents and he's able to go several hours between potty breaks, then you are probably out of the woods for the most part. Some older dogs will get there within a week or so. Many others, including puppies, can take a few months or even longer to reach this milestone. However, keep in mind that just because your dog seems to have mastered house training, that doesn't mean he'll never slip up again. As I mentioned earlier, dogs can regress for all sorts of reasons, such as illnesses or changes in their environment. If this happens, don't worry. Just take a few steps back and start with the basics I've outlined in this chapter. Your dog should be back on track in no time.